The Holy Gospel today comes from Matthew in the 10th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Jesus says to his disciples, or students today in this translation, students are not greater than their teacher, and slaves are not greater than their master. Students are to be like their teacher, and slaves are to be like their master. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, the members of my household will be called by even worse names. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. What I tell you now in the darkness, shout abroad when daybreak comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. What is the price of two sparrows, one copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. This is the gospel of our Lord. Amen. Do you remember what it was like growing up? The reality, the questions, the struggles, the fears, the hopes, the dreams, the heartbreak, the failures, and the doubts, all the relationships? I remember it as clearly as ever. Do you know why? Because it was yesterday, and it is today, and I pray it will be tomorrow. Plus, growing up isn't just about our childhood, high school, college years, and after. It's a lifelong process. And growing up at any age is hard work. I really think it's what Jesus is trying to get at today's gospel. At the very beginning, we hear students, disciples, are not greater than their teacher, and slaves are not greater than their master. Students are to be like their teacher, and slaves are to be like their master. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, the members of my household will be called by even worse names. Jesus reminds us that what he unfolded to the disciples and others throughout the gospel is a path towards becoming more fully ourselves with the light of Jesus. Yet the path of becoming more like our Jesus selves, however, is not necessarily easy or comfortable and is sometimes fearful. And through it all, we are called to put our trust in him. We heard last week about the kind of trust as he commissioned his 12 disciples and sent them out on a mission on their own, a mission where they exercised great authority and needed to demonstrate that profound trust.
They had power to cast out demons and heal the sick. Plus, they were to take no money or extra possessions with them, but rather depend on the gobs and gobs of grace that God showed in the hospitality of others. Of course, Jesus gave the disciples, as I call it, a come to Jesus talk before they went out into the towns and villages about some of the challenges that they would face. Challenges which included rejection, insult, persecution, and perhaps even death. It's in this conversation in the text today that Jesus continues to describe the worst case scenarios, which includes alienation. Plus, he gave his reassurances and reminders to resist fear. In his calling to resist fear, he reminds them and us, it is always a gift to hold on to the most important element. And that element is hope. The hope that lies in the spirited relationship that is sustained between Jesus and his disciples, with Jesus and us, and through God as well. Of course, as called disciples, as followers of Jesus, for you and me, and as we have just heard, things are not always easy. And as we are experiencing in today's world, we are called to live out that relationship, to share our collective spirited voices, to shout out from the housetops for all to hear, as the text says today, to use our voices for justice. Justice for George, justice that Black Lives Matter, justice for our immigrants matter. Justice that LGBTQIA matters, that those communities matter, that our retired veterans matter, our homeless communities matter, and I can go on and on. As Jesus reminded the disciples, they would be called even worse names. We too, as we use our collective voices on the topics of today and tomorrow, will receive rejection and insults and flash bombs and maybe even be cut off from our family and friends. Yet Jesus gives us courage and hope with these words today. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you, he says. In these challenging times, as the world changes around us, either in the disciples' time or during our time today, Jesus wants us to realize that those who are against us may be able to hurt us physically, but not spiritually. And this empowers us to embrace the God who created the heavens and the earth and tends to every living thing and who values all creation. And we are reminded of that today. We hear, but not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without the Father knowing it. And the very hairs on our head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. As don't be afraid comes up a few times in today's text and many times in scripture, 365 times, one for each day, Jesus is giving you a path, a way of how to give up your life for him so that you will find it. This is about how we take on making Jesus' mission of love and justice as the first priority in our lives, even above family, as we heard in the text today. This means being willing to confront the people of power who are causing conflict, even though genuine peacemaking remains the ultimate goal. It may well initially appear as though you have not come to bring peace, but a sword, as the text says. Sometimes we have to speak the truth in love and say our peace when we may not agree with everyone in the household or in God's household or in our world, and be willing to agree to disagree sometimes or even be shunned. Peace, just like grace, is costly. Therefore, discipleship means sometimes leaving behind the conventional approaches to relationship, career, and social harmony. And this is not an outlook to be taken lightly. This may take a time of prayer and counting the cost before you go out as a disciple to share your voice, your story, and even Jesus' mission and Jesus' message of justice. This is so important to reflect and to take time to prepare your heart and your mind and your soul. The good news of the gospel may be for everyone, but discipleship isn't. Discipleship isn't always easy. It's a calling, an investment, an ongoing relationship that takes work and study and ultimately taking up the cross and living for Jesus. The cross is heavy sometimes and light others. And if you are going to, you're going to give up your life for Jesus so that you will find it, you may have to embrace an unconventional life as a called disciple of Jesus Christ. I have come to realize over the years that this is an ongoing process. Elizabeth Elliot from the book Shadow of the Almighty reminds me of what discipleship journey might look like, about what it means to give up our lives for Jesus in order to find it. She says, one does not surrender a life in an instant. That which is lifelong can only be surrendered in a lifetime. Nor is surrender to the will of God, per se, adequate to fullness of power in Christ. Maturity is the accomplishment of years, and you can only surrender to the will of God as you know what that will is. So today, for this space and place and time, what is that will? Our text reminds us today it's take up the cross and follow Jesus, to follow him. As fearful or as challenging as that may be, Jesus reminds us, don't be afraid to do it. Cross-bearing and following Jesus can cost. Following Jesus can cost your life, the life you knew, but the life you come to know by carrying the cross can be something amazing and can be challenging and can take you to experiences you never could have imagined. And to do so, sometimes you have to take up the time to recenter yourself and remind yourself who is at the center. Because our lives can get too out of center. Whether it is our personal lives, our marriages, our families, our faith life, our church, our communities, or the world around us. I take time centering myself at the feet of Jesus, at the foot of the cross, to bring myself back to that center, to be able to remember who my center is, that it is Jesus first. And of course, it is not always easy to do that. It is not always easy today, especially when there are so many other things in the way. I take time to center, or some say take time to Sabbath near the water, of course, as we stand here today. It used to be at my in-law's cabin in northern Wisconsin each summer, and of course, a few other times in the year. But over the last few years, it has been this wonderful place that is behind me, this wonderful place that I take time to clear my head, to recenter, to remember, to love Jesus, to trust Jesus, and to live for Jesus daily. Today's reflection song reminds me of that. In these words we hear, we fall down, we lay our crowns. Those crowns remind us of the gold, the worldly stuff, the power, the things that get us in the way. That we place that at the feet of Jesus. And at Jesus' feet, we are remember the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And to let it all go, that we say, we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. I pray this song empowers you to take up the cross and follow Jesus. And to remind you of how important it is to trust to be at the feet of Jesus. To clear out the junk of your lives. What doesn't matter to love Jesus, to give up your life for Jesus so that you will find it and to live for him each day. And in doing so, to find the gobs and gobs of love and hope and grace and joy and peace that only Jesus brings. So where is your place? This is mine that I recenter myself. Where is the place that re-energizes you to take up the cross, to be a voice for justice in the world, and to give up your life for Jesus? I hope you have one, or you go and find one today for Jesus' sake. Amen.